Bridge toll, California, customer service number.
Highway miles to the gallon, Ford Focus.
Thailand cave rescue operation.
What is Schema F?
Best wine bars in San Carlos, California.
Best Western hotels.
How old is Ronaldo?
What happened with Big Brother?
What's a good engagement
How long
gift?
Before a wedding should I send out
How many
save
games
the dates?
Are in the first series
Use
of
IMAP
NBA
to check email on other email clients. Identify fonts from
Where to find
We were 4 years
Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast. Today we're going to talk about a PR expert's guide to link building. Joining us is Dmitry Dragilev, who is the founder of JustReachOut.io and the popular blog CriminallyProlific.com. JustReachOut is a SaaS tool that's used by more than 4,000 businesses such as Airbnb, HubSpot, LeadPages, and Nickelodeon to pitch relevant bloggers, influencers, and journalists to get exposure through press coverage without the help of PR firms. Yesterday, Dmitry and I got a PR hacker's guide to link building, and today we're going to continue the conversation talking about if social media impacts your SEO. All right. Here's the second part of my conversation with Dmitry Dragilev, the founder of JustReachOut.io and CriminallyProlific.com. Dmitry, welcome back to the Voices of Search podcast.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Excited to have you back and to continue our conversation. You know, yesterday we had a detailed conversation about link building strategies in PR. And one of the things that occurs to me is that there is sort of a blend of your content production, content syndication, that's PR. And then there's also more of the distribution of your content in various channels. You know, either you're owned, you're earned, or you're paid. You can use PR, you can use influencers. All these things kind of work together to build your online profile. I think there's a clear indication that when you do PR, you get links and you can see the value of those links in SEO. But it's not as clear in social media. Do you get a sense that social media really impacts SEO? Talk to me about that.
Well, I wouldn't say it directly impacts SEO, but I would say that Google is always looking for ways to improve the search results, obviously, right? And I think one of the biggest changes to its algorithm, the EAT, in the introduction of EAT, EAT standing for expertise, authority, and trustworthiness, was kind of seen in a way where it indirectly impacts search engine optimization, right? So Google looks at social to help it understand who is writing the content much more. And when the EAT algorithm update came about, it was very evident that expertise, you know, how experienced or knowledgeable is the author in the subject matter that they're writing about? How authoritative are they? Authority being in the EAT, in the middle of it, the A. How credible of a website is it? Trustworthiness, the T in the EAT. How much trust do they have in this publisher? You know, these things, it's a little hard to measure based on just raw content analysis. So social media, I think, played into it a lot in terms of measurement, right? The measuring on shareability of that content, authority, trustworthiness, how many times is that stuff being shared, and the volumes. There's much more to that, I'd say. This is just one example of how social media could be used and it does impact SEO indirectly. We know now that directly it just doesn't, because Google's algorithm, there's definitely correlation between how much like virality a piece of the content has and its organic search rankings. But directly, you can't just say, hey, it's going to get hundreds of thousands of shares and it's going to be number one, right? Because it just doesn't work that way. But there is multiple correlations between social media activity and SEO being mutually beneficial.
I think it would be silly to assume that social media doesn't have any impact on SEO, right? I'm thinking of Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, right? He's got these huge social profiles in every channel. And if he writes a blog post about something that he hasn't written about before, you have to assume that Google's going to just assign credibility to him because he has such a large following. Right. I just have a hard time. And it's kind of getting into like how do they figure out what domain authority is? You go back into EAT, it has to be a signal. Who you are in social media and how a property, Google's obviously able to crawl all of those pages. They're going to understand for us, the MarTech pod on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm sure that they have some sense of what the follower count is for those pages and for the content that we're promoting. And if it's high, it probably is going to impact SEO. Now, this isn't something that Google is going to say, but it impacts your reputation. Now, when you think about on a per content, a per, you know, article basis, if I have a blog post that gets 10,000 shares, but I'm relatively unknown on social media, do you think that has an impact on, you know, how that content will perform in terms of search?
Yes, I think shareability, and I've seen it, and I actually am running an experiment right now where I have a user testing study, and I have maybe 100 people a day completing a user testing study on a homepage. And right now, the homepage was number 6, and just 100 people a day clicking on it, interacting with it maybe for 15 to 20 minutes for a week would boost it up to number 3. And if there's continued traffic, meaning all the other things are the same, but there's extra traffic coming in from, say, social media or somewhere else, it helps the rankings, right?
That's really interesting. So that the traffic source and the interaction with the page helps. I'm actually thinking about if I post a tweet from the MarTech podcast or the Voices of Search handle, neither of them have very big followings. We haven't spent a ton of time, you know, optimizing our social media profiles or doing a lot of outreach. But if I all of a sudden say something that's so insightful that it gets retweeted 10,000 times, I'm assuming there's going to be some traffic to the site. So that has a benefit. But does the actual, like, 10,000 people decided to share this content give a signal to Google that this content has value?
It does. I would say that Google, you know, will discount that there, because there's certain factors that make it very difficult for search engines to rely on social media metrics when deciding how to rank a page. One of them is volume. It's just there's so much every minute being posted and they like fresh content, right? So timing and volume just doesn't, like, Google loves to prioritize fresh content. And so it cannot rely on, there's just so much volume to get through. The other stuff is context, like the social media, there's a struggle of figuring out the relationship between the social media profile and the evergreen content. It's doing a pretty good job right now, but there's still this issue of, like, who is this person, going back to EAT and figuring out whether they're the real person or not. There's fake followers, right? There is paid engagement. There's these issues that Google still struggles with. And so when it sees the sharing, 10,000 people, it knows that there's fake followers. It knows that there's paid engagement out there. And it knows that there's this context problem. Like, is this the real Ben or is this some other guy who just has the same profile as you? And so it kind of puts a grain of salt into it. That's what really happens. But it does use it. It says, okay, there's a jump in activity. Let's figure out, is this is real or not?
At the end of the day, I think that it would be silly to assume that Google doesn't recognize social media profiles, doesn't recognize the interaction that a piece of content has on social media. So what's the signals or what should SEOs and the content marketing community start to think about when it comes to optimizing their posts for social and getting the biggest bang out of their buck with social media in terms of SEO performance?
The first thing to remember is share it on your social media to get it indexed quicker. Don't just go to your Google Search Console and try and harass Google on indexing it. Share it on your social media. It'll get indexed faster because Google will index content that's shared on social media pretty much, you know, faster than just waiting around for Google to do this. The other one is use social media for keyword research. That's a fantastic way to figure out keywords that people are talking about that there's a demand for, right? And there's many different tools and ways to do that, but I would really think about, you know, using that for your keyword research. You can also use it to kind of create high quality content. Not too long ago, BuzzSumo did a study on like the most shared content out there. And they had all these things about the headline and this and that. You know, social media has all this data around what people are looking for, what are they tweeting about, what are they clicking for, what are they engaging with. And so you can use the data to do your keyword research, write your headlines, write your content, what topics you should cover. A lot of that information, you know, is out there. And I think it's a great way to do SEO content versus a lot of us, you know, in SEO world, we're just Googling around, using different keyword tools to fancy, you know, what might relate to what. So
at the end of the day, SEO tends to be a faster moving medium than search. People are posting content. It's a little bit more up to date. It's a little bit more in real time. And so one of the most powerful aspects of social media is that you can actually do your research in social media, understand what your audience is talking about, and create content that doesn't rank yet.
Exactly.
And inevitably will, right? Get ahead of the curve. You also can use it as a content syndication platform, building your domain authority, building your following on social media always will have. Now, is there a direct correlation between every social media action you take and what's happening in SEO? Not exactly. But at the end of the day, having great social media is going to help your SEO. And that wraps up this episode of the Voices of Search podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Dmitry Dragilev, the founder of justreachout.io and criminallyprolific.com. If you'd like to get in touch with Dmitry, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter, where his handle is Dragilev, Draglev, or you could visit his company's websites, which is justreachout.io or criminallyprolific.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also send us your topic suggestions, your SEO questions, or you can even apply to be a guest speaker on the Voices of Search podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on Twitter, and my personal handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed in the next business day. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.